read from 9 to 20.
The
Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and all the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled to the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At the time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord, where it appeared to him. From there he went towards the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called out on the name of the Lord.
好，我们用中文念第九节到二十节，请。后来亚伯兰又渐渐迁往南地去，那地遭遇饥荒，因饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下埃及去，要在那里暂居。将近埃及，就对妻子萨拉说，我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人，埃及人看见你必说，这是他的妻子，他们就要杀我，却叫你存活。求你说，你是我的妹子，因使我因你得平安，我的命也因你存活。及至亚伯兰到埃及，埃及人看见那妇人极其美貌，法老的臣宰看见了他，就在法老面前夸奖他，那妇人就被带进法老的宫去。法老因这妇人就厚待亚伯兰，亚伯兰得了许多的牛羊骆驼公驴母驴奴婢。耶和华因亚伯兰妻子萨拉的缘故，降大灾与法老和他的全家。法老就招了亚伯兰来说，你这向我做的是什么事呢？为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子？为什么说她是你的妹子，以至于我把她娶来要做我的妻子？现在你的妻子在这里，可以带她走吧。于是法老吩咐人将亚伯兰和他的妻子并他所有的都送走了。我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们来到你面前的时候，来思想这段伟大的经文的时候，主你来帮助我们。
Lord, as we come before you to meditate on your word, we ask for your help.
你给我们新鲜的眼光来看待这件事。
That you give us new eyes that we can see these events.
让这个古老的经文今天在耶稣基督里更新我们。
That these old words from the past can renew us even.
陶冶我们。
And mold us.
更像你儿子耶稣基督的模样。
So that we may be more like your son Jesus.
让帮助我们相信的难以相信的。
Help us believe the unbelievable.
因为你已经搭了那桥梁。
Because you have built that bridge.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
当你看见这幅图画的时候，你有什么感受？
So when you see this picture over here on the what do you think?
我特别要你做桥下的人。
I want you to.
你是在低谷中的人。
I want you to imagine put yourself in the place of a person in the valley.
那你想想，你人生和你的理想跟你现实是不是有这样巨大的反差？
Isn't it true that most of us live in that life where our current situation is so vastly different from what?
当你的现实世界是在低谷里的时候，你会什么反应？
How does it feel to live in that valley?
绝望、沮丧、叹息、放弃。
Do you feel hopeless? Do you feel depressed? Do you feel sorry for yourself? Do you feel like you want to give up?
其实这不光是非基督徒的问题，也是基督徒这些跟随耶稣基督人经常出现的落差。
This is not something that just non-Christians have to face, but Christians as well, because they live as believers living in Christ.
我的意思是说，当上帝给我们那些美好的应许，的确是美好。
Yes, God has given us indeed very beautiful promises.
令人向往，包括喜爱、和平、慈爱、复活、永远的生命。今天我们读到经文。
He has promised us love, joy, resurrection, and eternal life.
但是反观我们今天的光景。
But if we look at our actual situation today.
哪个人没有经历失败、沮丧、失业、身份出问题、疾病，甚至死亡？
So, you know, which one of us has not faced failure and, or, you know, losing something that's close to us, perhaps even facing a crisis of identity, illness, or even death?
所以这个巨大的落差或者这个鸿沟让我们会怎么样呢？往往是泄气。
So this great gap is very
上帝的应许和我们今天的光景距离太大了。
The promises that God's given us in our actual situation seem so different.
上帝的承诺可以实现吗？
Can God's promises really be accomplished? How long do we have to wait?
我知道我们在美国比较久的人都收到过一些邮件。
So those of us who's been living in the States for a long time, you've probably gotten an email like this.
这个邮件不是 email 就是 post office mail.
Or mail.
何新东陈彪 Craig你会成为赢得2,000,000美元的得主。
And so, you know, Mr. So-and-so, you can be the winner of $275,000.
20年前你收到这个的时候，我当时还真激动一段时间。
And so when 20 years ago, when I got a piece of mail like this, I was actually pretty excited about it.
那我相信大多数今天人拿到以后，马上就把它扔进什么垃圾箱。
But I'm sure if you got a piece of mail like this, you don't even look at it and just toss it in the trash.
说的太好了，天上掉月饼不可能实现。
Because it's too good to be true. It's a pie in the sky. It can't possibly happen.
刚你读这个读对的亚伯拉罕蒙召的经文的时候，尤其是第一节到第三节。
So when you read the promises that God gives to Abraham in these first couple of verses,
我不知道你是不是跟我一样，特别想要知道亚伯拉罕当时的想法。
I don't know if maybe you might imagine what must it have been like for Abram to hear those kind of words.
他会不会觉得这个上帝的呼召就像那个邮件一样，就应该丢掉？
And so, you know, maybe his reaction is, well, this is just junk.
圣经里没有讲他的心理活动。
The Bible doesn't tell us what he thought.
但是第四节的确说出他最后的一个挣扎之后的一个结论。
But it tells us what he did.
说亚伯拉罕照着耶和华的吩咐去做了。
And that is that Abraham did according to the word of the Lord.
这个给了我们今天的这个思想的题目，就是说，事实上是亚伯拉罕信了的难以相信的事。
And so Abraham in believing the unbelievable.
他凭着信心踏入了应许和现实之间的鸿沟。
And that he made that leap of faith between the promise and the actual situation.
他活在了这个应许和现实的张力中间。
And he lived in that valley between the promise and the reality.
换句话说，他活在了更大的不确定中，是不是？
And he lived in greater uncertainty.
很多的小故事，我们周五会读到这个 The Story 里头亚伯兰的后裔的几个人物。
And indeed, now in our Bible study, the story we're going to read about Abram and Isaac and Jacob.
对，我们已经到了这个约瑟，马上要进埃及了。
And in fact, we're actually a little bit ahead, and we're looking at Joseph and what's going to happen in Egypt.
但是我们今天在新约的时候，发现这一切旧约的事情，甚至在耶稣基督里做成的时候呢，是上帝永生上帝必要实现的事。
And so as we look back from the New Testament, what we see actually is that this is something that God indeed did accomplish.And he's going to accomplish even greater things through Jesus Christ.
换句话说，这是一件更确定的事。
That this is actually absolute certainty.
把我们的不确定放在永生的神手里的时候，我们是踏入确定，而不是不确定。
That when we place our uncertainties into the hands of God, we are actually entering into absolute certainty and not greater uncertainty.
当然，并不意味着这个信心的伟人亚伯拉罕没有失败和小心的时候。
And yet, even a giant such as Abram, he had his failures as well.
我相信这个叫亚伯兰的人将来变成亚伯拉罕的时候，其中有一件事情让我们非常愿意再读的一个原因。
One of the reasons why we like to read about this man named Abram and later renamed Abraham,
就是因为他经常也会失败。
Is that he too is a man of many failures.
他软弱。
He was weak.
胆怯。
He was cowardly.
He chickened.
And,
还胆小，这跟我们人生很多地方是一样的。
And so, in many aspects, his life was actually like ours.
难怪新约旧约的人，包括今天信靠耶稣基督的人，都喜欢拿亚伯拉罕来说事。
And so, in the time of the New Testament, all the way to today, we like the story of Abraham.
他的确是我们的楷模，是我们的榜样。
Because he is our example, and he is also.In both good and bad.
不但如此，上帝也用他做一个先行者，指出他最后的那个后裔，最伟大的后裔就是耶稣基督。
And God used him as a forerunner to point to his greatest descendant, Jesus Christ.
这经文太复杂，我们今太经典了，我们今天只讲两件事。
And so there's so many things we could talk about, so we'll just focus on two things today.
第一个我们要来看 这个难以相信的事是意味着放弃小我，实现大我。
And so first is in believing the unbelievable, we have to give up our own personal egos and enter it into a purpose greater than ourselves.
Yes, right. Give up smallness toward the greatness. 第二个呢，我们要在当我们来相信这难以相信的时候，其实意味着承认我们要失败的时候。
And so, and in stepping out in faith and believing the unbelievable, we have to be realized that sometimes we will fail, even us as, you know, who preach the word.
所以我们来思想第一部分。
So first, let us think.
相信难以相信的。
How, when we believe the unbelievable.
意味两件事。
That it means two things.
放弃小我，实现大我。
To let go of our smallness and entering into a greatness.
并且要透过实信心和祷告实现这个道路。
And through praying and believing to accomplish this great goal.
当亚伯拉罕被上帝呼召的时候，他说：“你要离开本地、本族、富家，往我所要指示你的地区。”
And because we see the call that God makes to Abram, saying, "Leave your homeland, your peoples, and your father's house."
但是神同时给他一个巨大的支票。
And God also wrote him a very big check.
第二节对不对？
Starting from
我必叫你成为大国，必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
And so God gave him this promise: I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
在这张巨大的支票里，上帝说了三件事，对不对？
And so there's three, and God promised him three things.
上帝的国土，上帝的万族，和上帝的祝福。
God's people, God's land, God's country, God's people, and God's blessing.
你意识到这是我为什么说是一个难以相信的承诺？
So this is a very difficult, this is an almost unbelievable promise.
尤其是在人类高举自我的巴别塔失败之后。
And remember, this is after, you know, the Tower of Babel had crumbled. People's attempts to raise themselves up in esteem had failed utterly.
所以他跟亚伯拉罕这个散族的后裔说，我要给你大国，意味着辽阔的疆界。
And God promised this descendant of Shem that I will give you this great nation, this great boundary.
大量的劳动力。
And great power.
而且告诉他，这位创造天地从无到有的创造者要祝福他。
And that the God who created the world, who creates out of nothing is going to bless him.
不光关系到亚伯拉罕一家，还关系到全人类的未来。
And not only Abram's household will be blessed, but all human beings.
换句话说，这是我们经常熟悉到的生养众多和治理这个地，对不对？
That this is actually
土地和人口。
Actually an extension of God's original command for us to be fruitful and multiply and rule over this land.
请问如果这样的事，这样的呼召临到了你，你会怎么样回应？
So if God makes such a call to you, how would you respond?
你不会像现在的人做一下得失分析，加号减号。
Maybe you would want to do some kind of profit loss analysis.
我们来尝试一下。
So let's line everything up.
当亚伯拉罕做选择的时候，我觉得他必须放弃三件事，上帝跟他前面说了。
And so God was very clear to him that he needed to give up three things.
离开本土、本族、本地、本族、富家。
He had to give up his country, his people, and his father's household.
还知道亚伯拉罕当时的境况吗？
You know what it was like for Abram at the time?
第十一章讲到他的家谱。
And chapter 11 talks about his family tree.
乌尔和哈兰是当时是伊拉克的大臣。
The cities of Ur and Haran were great cities in Iraq at the time.
按当时的情况来说，相当于今天的纽约或者硅谷，或者说中国的上海和台湾的台北。
So they were great cities of commerce and power, like New York today, or maybe Shanghai, or Taiwan, or Silicon Valley.
要去一个不知名的地方。
And he's going to go to a place where he's never been before.
后来我们知道是迦南。
And he didn't even know where he was going, and now we know it was Canaan.
所以每一个人，你们如果替亚伯拉罕算这笔账，他都应该是减号，对不对？
And so this for Abram seems like an overall loss.
故乡代表什么呢？
So what does his country represent?
我们熟悉依恋的地方，生我养我的地方，是安全所在，依托所在。
We know that our homeland is a place that where we were born and raised, and it's a place where we feel safe.
不过另外两个问题是亚伯拉罕面临的大问题。
But Abraham faced two things that were very big deals for him.
他的种族和富家前途有问题。
That the future of his people, his father's household looked very grim.
我们上次走过家族。
We looked at the family tree.
你没有注意到这些，他的父辈活的年数是越来越短。
And because his father, if we looked at the family tree, the generations, they were becoming more and more short-lived.
闪的儿子500岁，到了后来亚伯拉罕的爸爸塔拉也到200岁。
So at first it was maybe 500 years, but then later it shrank to 200 years.
同样十一章后面又说他美丽的妻子也是他的表妹不能生育。
And his beautiful wife could not give him children.
这表明什么？
What does that mean?
表明死亡盼望不在。
And that, that because of the,
对不对?
The threat of death, that there was no hope in Abram's household.
如果人口岁数渐减，然后自己又生不出孩子。
If the overall life expectancy,
要发生在亚伯拉罕身上。
If the overall life expectancy kept shrinking and then you could not make more children to add to the next generation, then very clearly Abraham was in serious trouble.
所以亚伯拉罕，如果按我们今天的方式加法减法的时候呢，两个加号对不对？一个减号。
And so he had two things going for him. If you know, if we try to do a prophet laws analysis.
开始他的以信心回应上帝的呼召，是不是这样
？So he was that was what he was willing to respond to God's call.
如果你注意这个经文的时候，亚伯拉罕被召其实很长很长时间。
If you read through this entire passage, it took a really, really long time for Abraham.
十一章提到他的呼召不是在哈兰，而是在乌尔，在最早在以前就招了。也就是说，这个如果被召这段经文也是用过去式的。简圆圆提醒我们时态，所以实际上亚伯拉罕挣扎多久？我想可能也许他40岁的时候不能生孩子，到75岁，挣扎了多少？对，至少是30几年哈。
And so, if you read this in English, you can see that the calling all happens in past tense because we know from reading previously that the original call actually happened all the way back in Ur when Abram was maybe 40 years old and he was 75 before he set out to Canaan. So it took him 30 something years. To struggle with that decision.
好，跟我们距离近一点了吧？神呼召我们，我们怎么回应呢
？So maybe we feel like okay, well, you know, it took him 30 something years. How long did it take us to respond to God's call?
当神要我们放弃我们的过去的愿景、梦想的时候，我们会怎么回应呢
？When God calls us to give up our hopes and dreams, how do we respond?
我觉得我们大多数对上帝的远景看得太低、太小、太近，对自己目前情况呢，看得非常的不错，非常的安逸。
And because when we look at God's promises, we tend to underestimate them. We think it's too small, too far away, too impossible. And we look at our situation, we think, we're doing okay.
真的不在基督里的人，现在真是在死亡和绝望中笼罩的，不是吗？
Isn't it true that when if you're not in Jesus, you are in death? You're waiting for death.
但我们算账的时候经常不是从永恒的角度来算的。
But when we make an account of what we have, we don't look at it from the point of view of eternity.
You let me talk to you guys. If you be called by Abraham at this age, or be called like Abraham at this age, what are you going to do?
所以你们现在这个年龄就像得到像亚伯罕得到的这个呼召一样的话你是会怎么反应的
You're going to go, right? Leave your family. That's really the freedom, right?
你一定会觉得说哇
，No more mom's nanny
啊，不用爸妈管我了，我就这样走吧。
OK， 如果我们是中年人，
maybe,
我们在做这些留学工作的人
，Maybe， but if you're maybe middle aged and then you know you're doing your studies or you already have a job。
如果上帝呼召一个地方是美国，不管是探亲、观光还是工作，你会怎么样？
If God says, "Okay, I want you to go to America," and
你都会闯一闯，对不对
？And you say, "Okay, well, sure, why not? Let's go for it."
不过再想一想，亚伯拉罕是75岁快要退休的时候走。
So, but Abram was 75. This is pretty much retirement age.
所以新约的时候，他出去的时候根本都不知道往哪里去。
And when he left, he had no idea where he was going.
所以当我们来思想亚伯拉罕呼召的时候，其实我们要来思想一下，我们是不是真的看清我们现在的这个小我，真看重上帝那个永恒的呼召。
So when we see God, the call of Abraham, we have to meditate on, do we see ourselves clearly as who we are, and do we see God's promises as what they are?
其实当我们思想上帝在基督里对我们的呼召的时候，我们要真是把眼光从我们的渺小中转移到上帝的伟大和成就里。
When we see God calling us through Jesus Christ, we really do have to take our eyes off our insignificant selves and look, place our gaze onto the great promise of God.
这个叫信仰。
That is faith.
今天上帝呼召我们的时候，实际不是简单的叫我们在地理上离开一个特定的环境，离开原来的家族，原来的人。
So God may not call us to literally leave us, you know, where we are and, you know, geographically move from one place to another.
你看新约告诉我们的时候，神现在呼召我们的时候，是要我们离开自我中心的小我，离开原来靠自己面对的死亡，靠自己得到希望的这种方式。
But God wants us to leave, to escape out of that self-centeredness, this idea that somehow we can make it on our own, that we can build our own future.
离开我们民族的骄傲和罪性。
That we leave the pride and sin.
甚至离开我们父母的期待。
And maybe even
离开父家。
Maybe even leaving the expectations of our family behind.
马上要结婚的人就是这样。
And, you know, if you're getting ready to be married, you know you're experiencing that already.
离开父母跟你的妻子结合。
That you are to leave your parents and to
cleave
your wife.
信靠上帝的时候，从一个角度是上帝比你的父母要大。
And that when you made that decision for Christ, it was because you understood that God was greater than your parents.
但是你要知道，你进入的是永生神的国度，实现他的名为大。
But know clearly that you are entering into the kingdom of God and that his name is greater than all names.
每一个信心的呼召一定有得有失。
And everyone who responds to the call of faith will have gains and losses.
耶稣基督呼召我们的是若不人在基督里不否认自己不 deny yourself, you cannot be my disciple.
所以耶稣说有一个人他若不放弃自己他不可能做我的门徒。
所以基督徒是什么呢？
So what is a Christian?
是为了永恒轻看暂时的人。
The one who knowing eternity, he looks down on the temporary.
为了真理放弃谎言的人。
That knowing the truth, he gives up the lie.
为了爱和赦免放弃恨和嫉妒的人。
For love, for the sake of love and forgiveness, he gives up hatred and jealousy.
放弃最终的死亡得到美好的永生。
And he gives up the sin of death,And us, but enjoying eternity.
所以我如果问你，在你面临上帝呼召你的时候，你是不是只是思想的很小，只是你的一亩三分地，老婆孩子热炕头？我们很多人都是这样生活的，在美国的人是这样的。
So when God called you to be His disciple, were you only thinking about your own little bit of land, your own little household?
如果真是这样，没有问题，你忠心做他的管家。
So okay, fine, yeah, that's fine. God, you can be God's, you know, you can still be God's faithful steward, sure.
但是你怎么知道上帝没有给你更远大的愿景？
But how do you know whether or not God called you to something even greater?
上帝召你在什么样的教会侍奉？
God called you to serve at a certain church.
以前有个人告诉我，他说牧师，我要转会转到美国教会去。
So you know, I've met people who told me, Pastor, I'm going to go to an American church.
我说很好啊，那你怎么样参与那个教会？是不是牧师讲道特别好？
And so, okay, great, well, great, you know, so are you going to enter into a ministry there? Do you like the preaching there? You know, why are you going to a different church?
我问他为什么，他回答的时候让我特别失望，我没话说，他说离我们家近一点。
And he says, well, because it's closer, it's more convenient.
我不知道这是他真实想法还是什么，但是如果信仰只是为了方便，不方便的时候就不需要信靠上帝。
That if believing in God is just a matter of convenience, then, well, then, if it's inconvenient, then why are you believing in Him?
说实话，基督徒包括我，有的时候真不太期待上帝在我们的生命中会做一些令人惊讶的事。
To be honest, all Christians, myself included, don't really expect God to do anything great with our lives.
感觉每天都一样。
That we feel like, well, every day is the
same. 其中一个原因就太在乎自己今天的事情。
That because we are so focused on our own circumstances.
对发生在上帝家中世界上的事情没有国度的眼光真的。
That we don't have this kingdom view of how God is working in the entire world.
不要说远的了就咱们说比如说沈晨被上帝拯救这是一个奇妙的事情有很多人为之感恩。
So let's, you know, we don't even have to talk about global events. We can talk about how one of our brother, you know, one of our brothers came to Christ. Everybody, Brother Shen Ten, we're all amazed and praising God for that kind of miracle.
但是很多人好像没有发生一样。
But other people have treated like, well, so, you know, big deal.
好像更没有注意到上次再次让我们经历到他是那个从死里让人复活的上帝。
That, you know, we don't realize that we're dealing with a God who raises the dead from life.
其实上帝今天仍然在对你我说话。
Actually, God is speaking to us.
他呼召我们离开自我中心，进入上帝的伟大的远景中。
He calls us to leave ourselves behind and enter into God's point of view.
陶冶以他伟大的中心视野。
And that to have this point of view where He is great.
在你每一次行动来到上帝面前的时候，无论是在教会还是在小组，还是个人祷告的时候。
So every time you come before God, whether it be in church or in small groups or in your own prayer.
我要问你，你是不是期待上帝真会改变你？
Do you really ask God
改变你的家人？
To change you, to change
改变你的事业？
To change your job? To change your point of view?
每一次上班，每一次做试验，每次写功课，每一次跟交谈，给人做菜的时候，做大厨的时候，你是在提高上帝的名声，耶稣基督的名声，还是在做自己必须破灭的黄粱梦。
Every time when you're going to work, you're doing an experiment, or you're doing your homework, or you're talking to other people, or you're, you know, if you're cooking or whatever, are you doing it to lift the name of Jesus Christ, or are you just trying to fulfill your own dreams?
也许我说的不是你，那更好。所以我们往下看。你是知道说上帝的蓝图大于你自己的蓝图。
Or maybe your situation is better than that. You know God does have a bigger blueprint.
那个更确定。
Something that's even more certain.
但是你要问我说我应该如何做。
So you ask, okay, well then what do I do?
我们知道万里长征始于足下。
That we know that the longest journey begins with a single step.
所以我们来看有什么到。第二课了，我们请到对对，再回一下，对我们看第二件事情，神提醒我们，当你要实现他伟大的途径的时候，是信心和祷告。
And so the way to God is through faith and prayer.
你看第五节到第八节。
If we look at verses 5 through 8 of Genesis chapter 12.
如果我问你，亚伯拉罕在那里干了什么，遇见了什么，做了什么事
？So what did he do? Who did he meet?
他走东看西，对不对？
He walked around the whole land. From north, the entire land.
看了上帝给他的地界。
He saw the place that God had prepared for him.
事件伯特利爱都是将来以色列人非常熟悉，有很多重大的事件发生的地方。
So, you know, the cities name dropped here, you know, Shechem, Bethel, Ai, these were all cities that, you know, the Israelites would have been very familiar.
所以他遇见了谁？
Who did he meet there?
迦南。
He met the people who lived in Canaan.
这对以色列人听摩西讲亚伯拉罕的故事的时候非常重要的。迦南人是什么？
So who were the Canaanites?
是以色列人要赶出去的人，是他们的敌人。
These were the people that the Israelites were going to prepare to be kicking out of the promised land.
换句话说，亚伯拉罕的信心到了迦南是受到更多的挑战呢，还是感到是非常好？
So when he got to Canaan.Do you think he felt even greater pressure there, or he felt, oh yeah, sure, I can get this piece of land?
很多人刚刚收到这个 job offer 的时候都非常激动，上班两个星期以后非常的紧张。
And so, you know, most people have had this experience that when you first get a job offer, you're very excited, but 2 weeks into the job, you feel so incredibly stressed out.
他发现他势单力薄，他信心面临新的挑战。
He realized that he was just one person, and his faith got even more challenged.
但是第七节非常重要。
So verse 7 is very important here.
他说我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
So the Lord appeared to Aaron and said, to your offspring I will give this land.
这句话看起来简单，对亚伯拉罕非常，亚伯拉罕十分宝贵。
So this, even though this seems like a very simple promise, it was very precious for Abram.
亚伯拉罕不光是为自己活，他要为他的后裔活。
Because he is to live not only for himself, but for his descendants.
我们今天圆圆叫我们背诵的这个上周的经文是什么？
And so, do you remember what you,
跟信心很有关的。
What we memorized last week for about faith?
希伯来书第十一章说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，而且注意后面， 信什么？切信他赏赐寻求他的人。
And so, you know, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, for without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes before God must first believe that he exists, and second, believe that he rewards those who seek him.
换句话说，信心得以坚固的方式是透过寻求，透过祷告来抓住这件事的确实。
And so to receive faith, it is through prayer and faith to grab onto those promises.
我们很多人都相信上帝存在，但是我们很多人不相信上帝是会奖赏那些真心寻求他的人。
That many of us we may believe in the existence of God, but we have difficulty believing that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
我们小组查经的时候，一查别人都很紧，都非常精彩。
That when we
约瑟很精彩。
So when we in our Bible study we hear aboutYou know, these people of faith that we're all excited about, all Joseph.
回到我们自己的时候呢，我们都觉得这些事情不会发生我们在身上，对不对？
But
真是说你心里话。
But when we ask about our own circumstance, we feel like, well, something like this could never happen to me.
但是摩西这里为什么特别突出他祷告呢？你接下来看，这个信心需要祷告。这里你注意到有两件事，
so,
亚伯拉罕做的。
So we see two things that Abraham does here.
他是走了很多地方。
He walks the land, all right.
但是他听到上帝第七节说这句话的时候，他为上帝什么筑了一个坛，对不对？
And then,
第七节后面。
He walked the land, but as soon as he heard, God's promise to him, he built an altar.
接下来他搭帐篷，就他住房的地方，他马上又筑了一个坛，求告耶和华。
And as soon as he pitched his tent, he built another altar and called on the name of the Lord.
所以摩西花很多的功夫让我们看是什么？是亚伯拉罕是一个祷告的人，信心不是自动成长，信心不是靠信心成长的。
We see here that Abram is a man of prayer because faith
does not grow. 信心是透过祷告抓住上帝的应许。
Faith does not grow on its own, but through prayer in grabbing onto God's promises.
所以这两次的筑坛都表明亚伯拉罕是透过祷告来建造他信心的人。
And so these,
引导他行动的人。
It shows us that God, that Abraham moves through prayer to God.
希伯来书介绍亚伯拉罕信心的时候说，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，要往将来为得业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。第十一节说到萨拉了，说因着信，连萨拉自己虽然过了生育的年数，还能怀孕，因为他以为那应许他的是可信的。
So Hebrews chapter 11 verses 8 and 11. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise.
你注意到，他说，相信那应许他的是可信的，上帝是可信的。
And so, again here, he sees that because he believes God to be faithful.
如果你的上帝是这么小的话，
if your God is too small,
他的应许比会是更小。
And his promises are very pathetic indeed.
如果圣经向我们启示这位上帝是创造天地万物的主，他的应许一定不会小。
But if we believe God to be the God who created the heavens and the earth, then his promises will not be small.
亚伯拉罕看到应许地，但是他的后裔还没有出生。
So Abraham saw the promised land, but he did not yet see his promised descendants.
但是他们仍然相信这难以相信的事。
But he was willing to grab onto that unbelievable promise.
今天的人为什么软弱？
Why are we weak today?
因为你的神太小了。
Because your God is too small.
今天的人为什么不愿意放弃今天的一些小我？
Why are we not willing to give of our insignificant self today?
你不看重上帝永恒的呼召。
Because you do not see God's eternal promise.
亚伯拉罕就不一样。
But Abraham was different.
亚伯拉罕是一个有智慧的人。
Abraham was a man of wisdom.
他把他的命运跟永恒上帝的命运绑在一起。
He tied his fate to the eternal God.
以至于上帝会为他效命。
So he knew that God would be faithful to his promise.
以至于我们今天都说亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神也是我们的神。
So now we call on to God and we say the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.
没有这个伟大上帝不能实现的事。
And so without this, without God, none of these things could have come to pass.
我们的教会祷告是不是比较欠缺？我不是在讲我们的 小组或我们祷告会够不够的问题。
So maybe, you know, as a church, our prayers might be a little weak. And I'm not talking about the prayer groups or, you know, the Wednesday prayer meeting or the small groups.
而是我们个人祷告中的含金量。
But in our individual prayers,
那个祷告对应许是不是有信心？
That, do we really have faith in, that, in God's promise?
你注意到我们几年前开始每个月的第一次的主日敬拜，没有取消了主日学，开始要让大家来祷告。什么原因吗？
Do you know why in all those years ago when we decided to have a combined meeting that we canceled the Bible the Sunday school for that Sunday and then we asked people to pray?
因为我们很多的长者都告诉我说，发现叫别人祷告的时候，很多信主很多年的人不知道怎么祷告。
Because the word I got back from many of our you know leaders is that.When asked to pray, many of us don't know how to pray.
虽然我们头脑里都知道很多的事情人不能成就，环境不能掌握。
Maybe in our heads we do know that there's so many things that we as people cannot accomplish.
包括今天晚上的 Super Bowl 鹿死谁手，是 Patriot 赢还是 Giant 赢？
And we don't even know who's going to win the Super Bowl tonight.
因为有人说他们几年前相遇的时候是最后一分钟才决定胜负的。
Because we know that you know in, even in sports that it, sometimes it can goLiterally down to the very last play of the game.
我们知道人心、友谊、朋友、上司、下属、生老病死、工作、签证等等这些都不在我们的手中。
We know that, you know, even our people, even people close to us, our friends,
所以脑子我们知道
workers,
应该祷告，求上帝的旨意成就。
So in our heads, we know we need to ask God for help.
但是在日常生活中，我问弟兄姐妹，我们是怎么样来对应我们的挑战的
？So when we ask, you know, how do we face our challenges?
有些人做得不错
Some people might do better than others.
但是很多的人很像我刚刚信主那前几年的光景
Many people probably would have was like me when I first became a believer.
有很多希望对自己希望改变希望工作环境改变希望家人信主
And I had a lot of hopes. I hoped that you know, my circumstances would change. I hoped that my family
would become believers. 我用了很多的
法子 I used all sorts of methods for that.
但是很少去祷告
But I didn't pray.
你知道吗？当你不愿意祷告的时候
，When you don't want to pray，
你是不愿意把你的命运跟你的上帝绑在一起。
Then you don't wish to rely on God.
让我说句重话。
So maybe I know, if I maybe a little bit more serious about this.
在我们做事的时候，好像还是在建我们心中的巴别塔。
It's like we're still trying to build the Tower of Babel in our own.
不是建造上帝的大国。
It's and not building God's kingdom.
我如果你是这样的人
If you are that kind of person,
我请你回转
I ask you to turn back.
每次来敬拜每次来听到每一次祷告的时候
Every time you come to pray, you come to worship, you come to pray, you come to study the Bible.
求主给你信心说期待上帝改变你塑造你
I hope God gives you the faith to ask God to change you, to mold you.
尽管这样我们还会失败我们来看亚伯拉罕的失败
But even then,We may still fail because let's look at Abraham's failures.
这个难以相信，相信难以相信的是意味着承认我们软弱。
That when we are called to believe the unbelievable, we have to admit that we have weakness.
第九节到二十节其实很精彩。
So it's very exciting from verses 9 to 20.
在讲什么呢
？What's it talking about?
亚伯拉罕的弯路，对不对
？That he kind of took a side path.
对，人生的这个 detour.
That he took a detour.
回到埃及。
He went into Egypt.
看完的时候是不是挺过瘾的
It's a very
我看的时候特别有共鸣
It really resonated very deeply with me
信心伟人也有小信的时候我们什么呢就有盼望
Because even a giant like Abram he made his mistake he had his mistake so we know there's still hope for people like us
他面对了什么饥荒的问题
So there was a famine
亚伯拉罕就去埃及了
And so he went to Egypt
去埃及有什么大不了的
So well, what's so terrible about going to Egypt?
在圣经中，回到埃及是一个特定的不好的事儿，知道吧
？We know that going to Egypt symbolizes a very bad.
虽然上帝使用埃及做粮仓，保护了约瑟的很多的这个弟兄。
Even though you know later on God would use Egypt as the grain house of the you know bread basket of the world.
但是记住，现在这段经文是摩西写给以色列要出埃及的人的。
So remember that this Genesis was written for the Israelites who were leaving Egypt.
Wow, 他们的先祖伟大的亚伯兰竟然也会跑到埃及。
So they, when they're hearing this, they thought, wow, even our ancestor went to Egypt.
所以他们不光要学习亚伯拉罕跟随神，也要借鉴亚伯拉罕在神面前的这个弯路。
So not only do they seek his positive example and how he is believed in God, but they see his negative example and how he made a mistake.
因为埃及对上帝的选民来说是奴役之地、死亡之地和审判之地。
Because Egypt for the Israelites was the land of slavery, the land of death, and the land of judgment.
而迦南是什么呢？
And Canaan was.
迦南是自由、生命、祝福之地。
The land of promise, the land of life, and the land of blessing.
简单来说，回到埃及意味着背逆上帝的计划。
So going back to Egypt is basically turning your back on God's promises.
如果你还不相信，你再看看亚伯拉罕说谎这件事情。
If you don't believe me, just look at what happened to Abram here.
非常清楚，亚伯拉罕出于害怕，因为认为上帝也许在迦南有，到了埃及就没有。
So you see Abram's weakness in faith. He was a little bit scared. He thought maybe God's only good in, you know, God's promises are only good in Canaan. He may not help me here.
他没有想到上帝会出手干涉保护他，因为亚伯拉罕的后裔要伟大。
And that he did not realize that God would protect him and his descendants. Because
我们读到这里就可以意识到法老是赔了夫人又折兵，对不对？
And you know, poor Pharaoh, he got the short end of the stick here.
但是我们有时候想想，亚伯拉罕的选择是不是很理所当然呢？
So、
我们今天人都这样做，对不对？
So you know, or you might think, well, what's the big deal about lying? We would probably do the same if we were in his shoes.
今天的基督徒在教会中。是上帝同在的地方，唯一一种活法。
So maybe you know, we as Christians, we have a tendency to live one way when we're in church in God's house.
在公司如果赶上是像我在基督教的机构里面，我就觉得那个地方上帝更大一点。
So I'm lucky in that I get to work for a Christian ministry.
如果在 UCF 在医院里，在其他地方，老板赶上不是基督徒，是不是你应该换一个方式来行事为人呢？
So you know, how do you act when you're in your work? You know, your boss may not necessarily be a Christian.
所以你的价值观。会不会调整呢？
Do you adjust your views?
换句话说，我们是不是星期天是在迦南，其他的时间都在埃及呢？
So do we just spend Sundays in Canaan and the rest of the week in Egypt?
我们行人方式很多隐藏的地方，在恐惧的时候，在压力之下，我们就改变了。
So maybe under the pressures of fear or other pressures, we change, we hide.
我遇见很多从国内来的这些访问学者或者探亲的父母。
I meet a lot of people from China.
他们对基督教十分的赞成或者赞赏。
They admire Christianity.
甚至是向往。
And you know, they may even want to be Christians.
我妈就是这样，她跟我说，她说如果我将来在美国，我一定受洗成为基督徒。
So my mom said to me, you know, if I come to America, I'll be baptized for sure.
然后为什么到回到中国就不行呢？
So I said, well, why not do it when you're in China?
她说大环境太糟了。
He says, "Well, the circumstances are terrible."
走一个地方都有教会。
Because you, there's a church on every corner in the states.
然后我刚开始就顺他说，到最后这次我就不这么说了。
So at first I kind of went along with her, but this time I put my foot down.
不一定有智慧，但是我觉得这句话对我，我觉得是对的。
So maybe you know I could have picked better way to say it, but I felt very convicted and I had to say it to her.
我说，如果上帝只在美国掌权，不在中国掌权，他不是真上帝。
I said, if God only works in America and not in China, then He's not the real God.
不是圣经启示的这位上帝。
It's not.
不是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
It's not the Bible, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham.
我妈就说，也许你说的是对的。
So my mom thought about it, and she's like, well, you're probably right.
真的，我们的指望甚至不在亚伯拉罕的信心上。
And our true hope is not on at Abraham himself.
是看到亚伯拉罕指望的那个子孙身上。
In that the seed of Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕失败，你失败，我失败。
Because
将来还会失败。
Abraham failed, you fail, I fail, and in the future we'll continue to fail.
但是我活在十字架这边的人，有一件事情是这个亚伯拉罕难以相信的事，我们今天变得容易了。
And so, but today on this side of the cross.We actually have an easier time believing in one of the promises that Abram had difficulty with.
就是在一个特别的子孙亚伯拉罕子孙上成就。
And that it was accomplished through a special descendant of Abraham's.
虽然我们可以失败。
So maybe we might fail.
但是有一个子孙没有失败。
But one son of Abraham did not fail.
原来只给以色列的这个福分。
The blessings that were originally just for the people of Israel.
也是为万国预备的。
was actually prepared for all nations.
如果你看两千年的人类历史，就近两千年。
If you look at the history of the world in the last 2,000 years,
亚伯拉罕的信仰成了世界上最大、人数最多、影响最广、跨越万族万民的信仰。
The faith of Abraham has become an influential faith, a global faith that has influenced peoples of all nations.
耶稣基督的福音到了一个地方，到了一个地步，就连埃及也有10%的基督徒。
That the gospel of Jesus today, even in a place like Egypt, there's 10% Christians there.
中国人老觉得好像中国人跟上帝没关，埃及人跟上帝有关是一个负面的教材，竟然有10%的人信徒。
And we as Chinese people, we often think, well, we don't have anything to do with God. But even the Egyptians, who in the Bible were seen as enemies of God, even 10% of them have come to Christ.
保罗解释我们这些外族人怎么透过耶稣基督进入亚伯拉罕大族，成就我们的大业。
And Paul explains how Gentiles like us could come into the kingdom of God.
在加拉太书第三章十四节说，这并叫亚伯拉罕的福因耶稣基督可以临到外邦，使他们因信得着所应许的圣灵。接下来第十六节说到，所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕他的子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙指的许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指的一个人，就是基督。我刚刚讲的第七节，十二章的第七节，保罗解释说，只有一个子孙能够挽救亚伯拉罕的盼望。
And so Galatians chapter 3 verses 14 and 16 it says this, He redeemed us.In order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scriptures did not say, and to your seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person, who is Christ.
Thank you. 所以耶稣的使徒保罗有一句非常重要的话，说讲耶稣基督的这个名至高的，说他本有上帝的形象，结果屈己成为卑微的人，成为人，死在十字架上，最后说神将他什么升为至高，赐给他超乎万民之上的名。亚伯翰的名靠谁来高举？不是靠他自己，是靠着他的那个子孙来高举。
And so again Paul in Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 says about Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality of God something to be graspedBut made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant and made in human likeness. And this seed of Abraham, because of his humbleness, was exalted to the highest place and given a name above all names.
对我们今天来说，相信难以相信的是在于我们成败都在耶稣基督里，在他的死里有份，在他的复活有份，在他将来的再来中有份。
So we can believe the unbelievable because Christ Jesus has already accomplished the impossible. And that in being united with his death and his resurrection, we have a piece of that eternal life.
如果说亚伯拉罕有信心离开本族本地富家进入迦南，成为我们信心的榜样。
That if Abraham can be the father of our faith by leaving his country, his peoples, and his father's household,
耶稣基督离开高天的荣耀，天使的环绕，上帝的宝座，成为卑微的人，最后死在十字架上。他离得更远，但是他解决了人类的死亡、罪、永生的难题。
Jesus Christ willingly gave up his throne in heaven that was surrounded by angels to become a human being and to die on the cross. And he was, and in doing that, he became an even greater example.
他不光是榜样，他是融化我们的心来敬拜他。
And not only is he that example, but he can melt our hearts so that we believe in him.
当他复活向多马显现的时候
，When he showed himself to Thomas,
多马不敢探他的指头之后说：“我的主，我的神。
”And Thomas, who had doubted, he didn't even dare touch him. He just said, "My Lord and my God."
亚伯拉罕是榜样，耶稣基督不光是榜样。更是为我们信心创始成终的主宰。
That, so Abraham was an example, and Jesus Christ not only is an example, but he is the creator and Lord of our faith.
我们在结束的时候来看两张 slide.
Let's look at two last slides as we end.
我们讲了两个方面，相信难以相信的意味放弃我们的小我，进入上帝的大我。
To believe in the unbelievable means we have to give up of ourselves and believe in that the thing that is greater than ourselves.
离开我们的不确定，进入上帝的确定。
To leave the uncertainties of our lives behind, entering into the certainties of God.
更进一步，我们要预备我们失败。
And we have to be, and we have to prepare ourselves for failure.
我们不可能不失败。
Because it's impossible for us
to not fail. 到神家中的人都是有问题的人。
Because we are all problem children.
我们不是打扮得漂亮，让别人觉得我们美好。
Now, we don't need to pretty ourselves up so that people think we're
something. 是耶稣基督装扮我们成为美好。
But it is Christ Jesus who dresses us.
当我们信心被环境压倒的时候。
So when our faith is crushed by the circumstances around us.
我们活在这个鸿沟的时候。
When we live in that valley.
我们不光想亚伯拉罕。
We not only remember Abram.
我特别要跟大家分享一件事情结束。
One last thing before we end.
再看下面一张 slide.
The next slide.
在这个 slide 头有两张图。是世界上被认为是最美的这个大桥，十大吊桥认为是这个 San Francisco， 一个是充满乌云的，还有一个是这个非常美好的一个光景。
So the picture I have up here is what's widely considered the greatest suspension bridge in the world, the Golden Gate Bridge. So one picture is what it looks like on a cloudy day, and the other picture is what it looks like on a sunny day.
亚伯拉罕活在上帝应许和没有成就的现实之间，对不对？
Abram lived on that bridge between the reality and the promise.
然后我们今天也活在耶稣基督已经受死复活成就的事件和应许将来要给我们所有的事情，也在这个鸿沟之间。
Today we're also living in that period of time from when Jesus Christ has already been resurrected and from the day he will come again.
记得耶稣基督死后有两个离开耶路撒冷往以马忤斯路上走的两个门徒。
Remember those two disciples from Emmaus who, you know, after Jesus had died, they were on the way back?
他们整个的思路是把耶稣停留在十字架上，停留在坟墓里。
Their only thought of Jesus was the Jesus who died on the cross.
没有相信耶稣临死之前他复活的应许。
They had forgotten the promises. They did not think of the promises that God had
given. 虽然只有三天的时间。
And there were only 3 days.
这两个门徒如果没有遇见耶稣，
If these two disciples had not met Jesus,
他们永远活在那个黑暗的星期六。
They will always be stuck living in that Saturday.
就是乌云漫漫漫漫的这个 Golden Gate.
And so they would be, it's like they were always living in that, and under that haze of clouds.
我们今天的基督徒经常会陷入以马忤斯路上两个门徒的光景。
So many times we'll find ourselves walking in those footsteps.
当面临各种不同的打击的时候，可能是家人死亡，可能是其他的事情。
Such as the death of a family or, you know, anything.
面临试探。
We face temptation.
我们一下就掉进黑洞里。
We'll fall in that black hole.
活在好像耶稣没有复活，没有升天掌权，圣灵没有在我们中间。
And we live as if Jesus has not come back to life, that the Spirit is not in our hearts.
我们的心生命好像没有跟耶稣基督一同复活坐在天上。
Our lives is as if Jesus Christ has not had any effect in our lives.
我们总是活在那个星期六。
It's like we're always living in that Saturday.
虽然只有两天的时间。
It's only 2 days.
如果你把那一天拉长的话。
If you draw that day out.
你就像美国的经济 Elsie。
So it's like, you know, our current economic situation.
但是我们知道的更多。
But we know that there's a greater promise.
因为耶稣基督做成的远比亚伯拉罕要大。
Because what Jesus Christ has accomplished is greater than what Abraham accomplished.
所以今天我们可以放弃小我实现大我。
So today we can give up ourselves.
今天我们可以承认我们失败。
Today we can admit our failure.
因为有一个没有失败的。
Because we can rely on the one who
never failed. 我们今天可能被人拒绝。
We may be rejected.
没有拿到我们的 R1。
We may not get our, you know,
怎么样呢？
We may not get, you know, permission to stay.
上帝仍然是永活的上帝。
God is a living God.
他仍然是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，也是你我的神。阿门。
Of Abraham, of Isaac,
愿上帝帮助我们，帮助我们活在这两极之间的时候。
And as we live in these two extremes,
相信那难以相信的。
To believe in the unbelievable.
愿神祝福。
May God bless us.
你祷告。
Let us pray.
主帮助我们。
Lord help us.
跨越这看不见的鸿沟。
To cross that.To make the leap of faith to cross that deep gap.
看见十字架和将来荣耀的冠冕之间，有你自己圣灵的应许。
That as we go, as we go through past the cross, we see your eternal promises.
你是叫我们抬起头的神。
You are the God who caused us to lift up our heads.
你祝福在座的每一位。
You bless every one.
赐给我们信心。
You give us faith.
让我们用信心抓住你的应许。
Let us grab onto your promises through that faith.
活在 低谷的时候仍然像活在上面一样。
That we can live in the valley like we live on the high plains.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.